Hi guys, welcome back. I'm Shayna.
And I'm Devony, and you're listening to Salty Combos.
All right, guys, we've been gone for a
Oh,
year,
over a year, right?
over a year, and we are back.
So,
So I want to make a deal with you guys here. You guys, I get all these comments and messages for us, like, when are we going to do a new episode? So I want to challenge you guys to try and keep in contact with us and be active on our pages. Thanks to the new followers that we have, dang, like through the pandemic, like,
all the way through, which is crazy because I'm like, how are you guys finding us?
yeah, I think we've gained like over 100, or I think 100, because I think we had like 80 or something. So now we have 180 followers on Facebook. And if you want to follow us or let other people know, it's at Salty Combos. That's the hash. That's the.
I think you can, I'm pretty sure you can type that into the search bar on Facebook and it'll pop up.
And on Instagram?
On Instagram too, we're at Salty Combos. On Twitter, we're at Salty Combos PC.
Okay. So Instagram, we have 99 followers, and our giveaway this time is if you go and like whoever the 100th follower will be, we'll get a
A
gift
gift card.
card.
So get us to 100, please.
Yes. Yeah. So we're just gonna get into this and talk about where the heck we have been. And I think that out of both of us, Devony is probably the only one or that has the most that has
The
life-changing.
most life changes.
Yeah.
So, I had a baby. I had a quarantine baby. People are, that's what some people call him.
This is like the new baby boom.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what, yeah, they said that. I think they said that to us in the hospital or something. But I had a baby. I have a son now. He's going to be 2 months tomorrow, actually.
That's so
And I
crazy.
also got married. So those are my two life changes.
Like, real quick.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When you know, I'm just kidding. But no, really, yeah. I don't, I, it's weird because I never thought I would get married. Not that I didn't want to, but I was just like, I don't know if it's gonna happen. I don't know if it's for me.
I
And it
wonder if
did.
that's for everybody.
What?
Like
Like,
that
you don't
think that.
think,
Yeah,
and
and
then it
then you do.
happens. I have this thing where I don't know if it's real, but I feel like I can apply it to a lot of stuff where, like, if you want something really bad, it doesn't happen almost because you want it so much. But when you stop thinking about it and like focus on yourself or whatever, like it happens for you. You know what I mean?
I think that's happened for like both of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of hard last year with the schooling. You know what? I was just thinking about that, like more about like the homeschooling. My kids are I have two, so I have three kids, and two of them are ADHD. And my oldest, he's ADHD and he's got hearing problems and just kind of a lot going on with him. And it was very, very challenging for him. And I felt so bad because it's not even his fault. You know, it's
Yeah.
just he, someone like him cannot be on a computer for like 4 hours, you know? So I felt like, actually, I felt like our teachers were kind of like getting disappointed. And I took it personal and thought, you know, like my kid has problems, you know? But I didn't take consideration, or I didn't consider her how hard it would be for her too, you
Yeah.
know. But I think all in all, it was just, oh my gosh, we were so excited for him to get back to school. And now school, today's the last day of school for Mesa Public Schools. I think yesterday was for Salt River. It was yesterday. It was the last day. But congratulations to all the new graduates. I know Westwood, and I don't know if it's Mesa Public Schools, like high schools, like they're all graduation is today.
It is.
I'm not sure, but shout out to my nephew Curtis Lopez. He graduated last night, and my daughter graduated from ECEC, so she'll be going to kindergarten.
Oh, you guys have a little sign in front of your
I
house.
know. I'm like, dang, he's ending and she's starting,
That's crazy.
and
Yeah.
yesterday he's over there like, dang, that sucks. I'm like, shut up.
She's all excited.
Yeah.
That's like 18 years.
Heck
Oh,
yeah.
no. Stupid, not 18 years. I don't know. What am
Oh,
I? 12
yeah, me
years.
too. I'm
12
all like,
years.
yeah. But yeah, so I'm just really excited. The ceremony last night was so good. Like, I wanted to cry. Oh, I was crying. I was like crying because of the people's what do you call it? Their
Speeches,
speeches and stuff. But yeah, that's our little update though, and
it's yeah, like I feel like this year has been crazy.
it's been like really crazy. You know what? Honestly, like me and Debbie haven't even been catching up. Like this is a
No.
big fat catch up in itself
For us,
here.
like we haven't talked like we I mean, here and there, but not like how we used
She's so busy with her child.
to.
But yeah,
We have been watching a lot of stuff though, because we're just at home.
oh yes, we have. I was just thinking of something to say, that's why I said that. Dang, I forgot what I was gonna say. Anyway, we're just gonna get into this. So we wanted to kind of like update like the different movies that have come out, the different shows. I mean, I feel like everybody can relate because you guys are just home and chilling, you know. And what was it?
What?
I guess we're gonna start with Hulu.
Yeah, like I got all, I'm like, you know, we got Prime,
I got all
Hulu,
of it.
Disney Plus,
All of
Netflix,
it.
and we have YouTube TV
I even have HBO Max separate from HBO Max on
on
my Hulu,
Hulu. Yeah.
but the HBO Max, the regular one, they have more stuff on there than the one on Hulu.
Really? We I just have the HBO Max on Hulu.
And like whatever movies came out, like we got to watch Mortal Kombat and all that like here at home.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, and one thing I'm really looking forward to is The Conjuring, the new one
When does
coming
that come
out,
out?
June 2nd, something like that. But I'm trying to like eat and like watch the
Do it up.
movie. Yeah, like I'm really excited because that's what we did for Mortal Kombat. We got something to eat and we just like blasted our TV. The kids even went to the babysitter so we could watch it in
Really?
peace. Yes.
So what have you been watching then?
Just recently I was watching the Kardashians and I was kind of like sad that they're not renewing their contract, so I was like,
It's
oh.
like bittersweet, you know, because I feel like it's over it. Like, you know, they just talk and so and they eat and they just like
Yeah.
it's boring.
I wanted to know more information about Kanye.
I know.
I'm like,
They're for sure getting a divorce, right?
I
Kim and
guess.
Kanye.
I mean, she didn't text me and let me know, but you know, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I feel like you guys just, it's already out there. Just freaking talk about it, you know? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, that they're not renewing their contract and they had their, I guess they announced it to their crew and all that. And I didn't, it was kind of surprising to me because I didn't think that they had that kind of relationship with
With
their
them,
crew.
yeah.
And it was like very, like they cried. Like Chloe doesn't cry and she was crying.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
For what? For
What did
just
I
in
say? What's
general? You
Kardashians?
said
I watched that on
Kardashians.
Hulu.
Hulu. On Hulu, I like the movies. Like I like
Oh,
HBO Max. So like just the other day I watched Save the Last Dance.
okay. Me
That movie
too.
is just
Me too. That movie just gets me, it makes me feel good because it's like from back then. You know what I
It
mean?
makes me feel like a little kid, but I
Yes,
like it.
yes.
She's like
Did you see
slamming
my
outfit. Your
my snap?
Snapchat? Yeah.
And I was like, dang, when Sarah freaking B slapped
Nikki?
Nikki.
Yeah.
I told Winston that Nikki reminds me, like her, the way she looks reminds me of his sister, like so bad. But it makes me think
Yeah.
of them long time ago,
Her
like,
lipstick.
yeah,
Yeah.
all that. I don't know. It's just a real good throwback, I guess.
Such a
And
good movie. I was watching it and Justin was like, this is kind of like cheesy.
That's what I
And
was gonna
I
say. Winston said the same thing, and I
was
was just like, you don't even know
like,
then. But yeah, my kids are getting into The Simpsons. What is that on? I'm on Disney.
Fox. Oh.
Disney
Oh,
Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah,
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have it on there, so they'll go on there and watch it. I feel like Disney Plus is kind of like we don't even watch it as
It's just
much.
there.
Yeah, but
Like,
it's when it's there, it's good.
it's good,
Like when
yeah.
you want to watch something. But my little sister, I'm trying to get her to watch Cinderella, so we like watch all the girl ones. But I feel like my kids are not into like the animation from when we were kids,
Yeah.
and it's boring to them.
Really?
Yeah, like the only like they don't really care to watch Cinderella or anything.
Is
But
the Brandy Cinderella on there? Is it? I want to watch
yes,
it. That's the best Cinderella. That is the best Cinderella. Like I w look, it's right there. I have it on VHS in my room. It's just too. For Disney Plus, I know I can go watch Coco, I can go watch Toy Story and Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Yeah,
I
those
can't
are
get
my
enough of that.
favorites.
Yeah, you know the Zuppa Toscana from Olive
Olive Garden,
Garden?
we just
I
ate there like last week.
really, I imagine that that's what
It tastes
it
like.
tastes like on Ratatouille.
Yeah.
But yeah, that show was just not okay. Those of you that are into Handmaid's Tale,
Yeah.
oh my gosh. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but we just felt like they were like really dragging on the show. But it is getting so exciting. I feel like we were cheated out. Like we were cheated yesterday with that episode. It was just like really short. Like, and seriously, like half the episode was of June staring off into the distance. And I'm like, come on, guys, hurry up, you know?
Her face is so like
Winston can't
harsh.
stand her face.
Justin thinks she's, not like,
What?
like he said that she's ugly. And I was like, that's mean. Like, don't say
She kind of is ugly, though. I'm
that.
sorry, June. Shoot, damn it. She's cool. She's cool. No, Winston can't stand her. Like,
Yeah. He's like,
her teeth when
he's,
she just
yeah, like the,
like.
yeah. He's like, Justin was like, I don't know, it's her face. And I was like, but she's a good actress,
She
though.
really is.
She can
Oh
act
my
her
gosh.
ass off.
So we went to California like 3 weeks ago, and there, oh my gosh, June is everywhere on billboards.
Really?
Like this billboard was like huge. Like I live in a trailer and it was as big as my trailer. And I was like, damn, she must be, but isn't she one of the directors?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. So I was, yeah.
Elizabeth Moss, right, is her real
Yes,
name, I think.
but it's just getting so good, and it's getting good, but it's like, come on, we need more. Like you guys were had this long break, you know, like
Yeah,
let's
like
get
a
this,
long
yeah,
time.
it just, I don't know.
There's also this show, it's on HBO too. It's called Big Little Lies. And it's like Handmaid's Tale, where it's been off for like a while.
Oh,
And I'm just waiting for it to come back.
yeah.
It's really good if you guys want to watch it. It's about these women who live in California, and it just shows their lives, but like something happens, and they all get close for some reason, but they're all kind of strangers. And I think there's two seasons out right now. It's with Zoe Kravitz and who, what's Keith Urban's wife's name?
Big Little Lies.
Yeah.
That's on Hulu.
Yeah. No. It's on Hulu, but HBO. That's how I watch it.
Did I watch that?
What is her name?
Wait, I'm trying to find that what it looks like. I'm not good with names.
The sign is like the ocean. And the
Oh,
writing's pink.
okay. I see what you're t that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good show.
Another good show that I'm watching, and I'm just like, hurry up, is that Cruel Summer?
I know. Yeah.
That one was pretty
That's pretty
good.
good.
It's just, oh, that too. I just feel like, okay, we get the story. Let's keep going. Like you're,
I feel
it
like
felt
they're
like it's
dragging you.
dragging.
Yeah, they're dragging him. Like, what's the details of what happened? Because, like, I don't know. It's just taking
Are
forever.
you up to date with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm watching that too. And Queen of the South. Oh my
Isn't it the last season?
gosh. I think so. It's getting really good. It's getting really good. I don't really want to talk about that one because it's kind of like a lot and everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Moving
so
on.
on Netflix, the big thing that came out was the new season from Selena. And that one was pretty good. I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and I was talking about like everybody's like pissed off on how she looks and whatever, and it's a low budget see or what do you call that
Series.
series and stuff, but I think that everybody is going off of wanting her to look like J-Lo and like act like her and whatever, and she kind of is like she's kind of like her little, and I don't know, maybe Selena really did act like that. That's why they both are going off of it like that.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good. It's kind of interesting to know, to see her real, how it really was with her and Chris. Like it kind of seemed like they could have parted ways and stuff already, like towards the end
Yeah.
and stuff. But
Didn't he make a post about her
I
too,
don't even know.
like recently, like as of yesterday or something? Because I haven't watched the second season because I was like kind of one of those people where I was like, I don't really want to know much about her family. Because
Oh.
that's how I feel like the first season was, right? It
Yep.
was like all about her family and all.
It
And Abraham was pissing me off. And I was like, I can't watch.
he's bad.
Yeah, I was like, I
Yeah.
don't want to watch this anymore. Like, this is, I don't, it was because of him. I was just like,
I think that it was actually interesting that it was coming from their family's point of view.
yeah.
And I think that like with AB, like he was the one that was behind everything. He was the one that stressed about everything, and I felt like they made Selena like, oh, all she had to do was come in and sing, and that was it. They did the dirty work,
Yeah.
and Suzette, like she was pretty jealous. I remember a long time ago, they were saying why, like how Yolanda killed her, or whatever. But the different scenarios or the different what are the theories, I
Yeah.
guess. They're saying how like Suzette was the one that did it because she was so jealous of her and stuff. But in the movie, Suzette is just like her best
Her,
friend and
yeah.
just like would never want anything to happen to her,
Yeah.
and like her relationship with Chris is so crazy to me because like you go off of that movie that we watched over and
Over and
over
over and
since we
over
were
again.
little,
Yeah.
and they really had problems with each other.
But I think that's why the series, like, maybe people, like, I don't know if it's doing well, like, as far as people watching it, but, like, it didn't live up to what it should have been. Like, and because you just think of the movie and, like, oh, it's not like the movie.
But we will never know. We will never know like how she really was, like really,
Yeah. Yeah.
and I'm sure her siblings, they know her differently in different ways, and so, but the oh my gosh, but what's like the same thing over and over is Abraham and how he is with his kids. He was It's like, dang, you thought he was mean. And you know
In the
what? The
movie?
bus scene when he's yelling at him in the movie,
Yeah.
the J-Lo one, that one, yeah, that was scary. But now when you watch the seasons, like, or the episodes and stuff, like, he's a really scary person, like, the
Yeah.
whole damn time, Like, it's pretty, I don't know. I don't know. But,
Justin never saw Selena, and then we watched it like maybe a month ago. I don't know if it was before Chance was here or not, and like he was like he liked it.
Oh, really? Interesting. But yeah, that's what we're watching on
Netflix,
Netflix.
yeah.
What about on Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime. I watched the Without Remorse movie, the Michael B. Jordan one that everyone was
I
like
didn't watch
making a
that.
big deal. It was good. I really like their scary movies, like the ones that are from Prime.
I have not watched any of it. You know what? I keep saying I want to watch a scary movie because I like scary
Yeah.
movies, and I don't ever follow through with it. Like I just start watching it and then I just stop. Like
Stop.
I don't know. I don't know because I don't have anybody that wants to watch it with me.
I feel like you can watch anything on Prime and it's good usually.
The big one that we were wanting to talk about,
Was
not
Wild the Wilds?
The Wilds.
So, like retreat, right? I don't know why that doesn't sound right to me. Like it's like about these girls that go on a retreat slash like I don't know,
But these
spa thingy.
girls, yeah, and they're totally different people. Like, they think that they're going on this big old spa retreat thing. And it is a spa retreat because remember, they had
The
the
pan,
mom was showing them.
yeah.
So, this show, like I said before, is kind of like The Maze Runner. There's a catch, and there's like, I don't know, there's more to the story, and it's like we're just we it's just something that I don't know how to say it. I can't even say it. Like I'm trying to think
Without
of all
giving
these
it,
different
yeah,
ways. I don't
no.
yeah, and I don't want to give it away. Like just go watch it. It's pretty good. They actually I think what was big about it was that there was like Native American group in there.
Yeah, there. I
So
totally forgot about that.
yeah.
But honestly, that part too, I don't know if I like the representation that
Oh,
they
heck
did because
no.
it was like kind of, I don't know. You guys, if you watch it, I recommend you do because it's one of those ones where for me, I started watching the first episode and I was like, I don't know if I want to watch this, kind of boring. But like, it just went on and on and on. And I think I finished it in like a day.
Yeah, me too.
So tell us what you think if you do check it out on Instagram.
All these shows that we're talking about, like, feel free and write below, you know, what your thoughts and or if you watched it or whatever. Like, these shows are pretty good shows, and I feel like Debbie has really good taste in like the shows, because some of these, like, she had told me to watch, like that show. The newer episodes of Hoarders and oh my gosh, the Seaspiracy.
I want to watch that, but it
Okay.
looks boring.
Okay, yeah, I thought it
Oh,
was too, and I was putting it on because I wanted my kids to like, oh look, there's fishes, you know. But I got all into it, and so just to like real quick, so the Seaspiracy, they talk about, you know, like how straws, they don't want plastic anymore because it's going into whatever,
yeah.
into the sea. The oceans are all affected or whatever. And so anyway, the Seaspiracy, this guy goes to Japan or something, and he wants to know, like, what else could we do to, you know, what is it, preserve our oceans and make sure things are going to float there and
Yeah.
everything's healthy. Well, come to find out, you know, these corporations make a big deal about, you know, these plastic straws, plastic bags, you know, California's big on that, you know. And to come to find out, it's only like 5% of the ocean is plastics. The rest is from fishermen, like their nets that they leave out
Really?
there. They kill them, and like that's what's killing them, really. Because I guess there was so many animals that came up on shore,
Yeah.
and they're sliced open, and it's nets all in them. It's
Wow.
not even the plastic like they say. So anyway, he followed this corporation that is a anti-plastic, like they're just like, you know, we don't do that no more. They're all about the oceans. They're like, they even have teams and volunteers that go out there and clean the oceans, and they're just all like anti-plastic. But come to find out, they work for those fishermen that leave the, it's like a big conspiracy. Like,
Really?
yeah, it's so crazy, but that's how they make their money.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but
That's not
it's
what I thought it was
no,
about.
it's but it and they promote like, don't eat fish, like, because they're dying because
Yeah.
we're eating them. And even like, even oh, it's so gross, like even the tuna, like they're like, it's probably not even real tuna, it's probably like dolphin, or it's probably whatever.
Like the
Yeah.
sushi? Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really good little show there.
Ew, dolphin?
I just had a tuna sandwich yesterday.
Oh, that's gross.
But yeah, so it's
I
just,
like, does it talk about how big the ocean is?
yeah.
And like that the ocean scares me.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought it was about. And I was like, I don't know if I want to watch that.
Yeah, it's a
It's
lot.
scary.
It's a lot. They even have like footage of people like killing certain fishes for like, 'cause they cost like, there's this fish that costs like over $100,000 or whatever, but
Really?
it's just,
Is like exotic or like,
yeah.
yeah, and people eat it or
All the way to cutting off sharks' fins
oh.
and letting them go. Like, it's
It's
just,
like
it's
ruthless.
bad. It's really, really bad, and people pay a lot of money for that. Or like the shortcuts too, of like, oh, this is tuna, but it's not. You know what I mean?
Tuna wing.
Yeah,
It's
it's pretty good.
like
You gotta watch
sea otter.
it. I'm all eating a penguin.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you want to get in the mood to clean and get your like, go through your stuff. Hoarders is the show, because oh my
Have
gosh.
you seen that meme of that little lady who's on Hoarders and she's like surrounded by all of her trash and she's in like a little blanket?
What? No.
Yeah, like that's what when I think of Hoarders, that's what I think of.
Oh my gosh.
Cause her it, like she's surrounded by all of her trash, but she's like all smiling and looks happy, but then it's
Ew,
sad.
a lot of it's sad. I didn't even notice my son was sitting there watching it with me. And the guy on there, he was, I didn't even think what the guy's name was. I was just like, dang, he's trash, whatever. And then he's like, dang, Dennis really needs to clean his stuff up. And I was like, who the heck is Dennis? He's like, on the show. And I was like, what the heck? I didn't even know you were watching it. And so that's our thing, like, because we just cleaned the outside, and he's like, I don't want to clean. I was like, I said, do you want your yard like Dennis's yard? You know? And he's like, oh, no, I don't.
It, do you
But,
get sad like watching their stories? See, that's why I don't watch it. That and 600
Ooh,
Pound Life. It's sad.
Yeah. You know what is so interesting to me though is that the hoarders, the counselors came in and they said that most hoarders are creative people because they feel like they're going to use this
Use
one day.
something,
And I'm like, that's me. I mean, I'm trying to say I'm all creative, but my mom is like that too. And like growing up, that's how it was,
Doesn't
you
throw
know?
anything away.
Yeah. And it's just like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. Like, 'cause I think of like different people that I know that are like that. Like, oh my gosh, that's really interesting. I thought that was so interesting 'cause
But
I'm like,
it's true, yeah, because I'm gonna save that because I could use that, or yeah.
Cuts me real bad. But anyway, did you get your vaccine?
I got my first one.
Okay, so I got the Johnson and Johnson one. And the next day is when they were like, we're stopping it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like,
Trying
I
to
don't know,
suck it out
like,
of your arm.
I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like talking about like, it's just mainly women right now that are being affected by it or whatever. But that, oh my gosh, then you look at the total number of people that got it and then the number of people that it affected. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, natives are built different too, though, you know, like so that whole time I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just like sitting here waiting. They're like, oh yeah, you got 2 weeks to, you know, come back, whatever. And I was all like,
Waiting for your arm to
okay,
fall
I
off.
know.
No, I got I think the Moderna. And I go back in a couple weeks to get the second one. But
Did you get sick?
no, I
It's the
my
second one, right? That you're
that's
supposed
what
to.
people are saying. But then who was it? My cousin told me that people who are having bad after effects are people who had COVID. And I didn't have it. So I'm wondering if like I'm still gonna get sick. The from the first shot, my arm was just really sore.
Oh, really? Yeah, mine was not sore. I got a headache, but that was it. My nephew got it too, and he got it. He was sick. Like he had a fever that night and everything. I mean, but he didn't have COVID at all.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's kind of a it feels good to get it, you know what
I
I mean?
like when I was pregnant, I was like, I'm not getting it. There's no way. And then I was like, okay, I kind of want it. I want to do it. And then why not? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it's totally your choice. Whatever you feel is good for you, you know, don't like make I because I kind of felt like parents are kind of making their kids do it, you know, but it's just all up to you.
I'm still wearing my mask
Oh
regardless.
yeah, me
I
too.
don't care.
Me too.
I'm gonna wear
The res lifted it, right?
it. I think so. It's kind of confusing because they're following CDC guidelines now, from what I understand, but CDC's saying you don't need it if you're fully vaccinated. So I'm like, is that what they're kind of saying?
I
But
guess.
I'm gonna wear my mask.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear my mask too. I haven't even gone to the movies.
Neither have I.
Well, it's because the HBO Max.
You don't really, but
Like, I just.
it's like an experience
Yeah,
though. Like,
no,
I
yeah.
used to go to the movies all the
Like, I want the
time.
icy
I want the
too and
icy, I want some
popcorn.
popcorn, some
I hate my
nachos.
popcorn with some nacho cheese.
That's bomb when you do
It's
that.
so good.
And like I've snuck in hot Cheetos before and ate them with the cheese.
Dang, I snuck in with like Taco Bell with Doritos and Taco Bell.
I don't know. I miss
And
Harkins.
Panda.
Did they come out with the new cup?
No, or yeah,
They
but I
did?
think that there was an announcement that you can use your cup
You
from
can?
last year. If you got one.
Honestly, I used to have all my cups in my old car in Tyrion. And
I forgot we named it
yeah, I had a Nissan Sentra and its name was Tyrion and it was silver, if you guys watch
Tyrion.
Game of Thrones. And I think they were all in there, and then I sold my car, so I think
That little.
they were in there with him.
Dang. Oh my gosh. Do you So what places have you been going to eat?
To eat?
Yeah, or have you been like going in to eat, or do you take it to
No,
go?
we so like bad habit, but we DoorDash a lot. And at first, we were doing good and staying on budget and like just do groceries and stuff. And then as we came home from the hospital, it was like we don't have time, so we
Yeah, of
DoorDash stuff.
course. Do
But
you think that it's like a lot of money to be doing that?
no, it is
Yeah.
because we budgeted it out before
Oh
and
my
it's bad. Like,
gosh.
I think one time, one month or some one paycheck, I spent like over $400 on food. And it's bad when you calculate it, 'cause it's like,
Dude, that's me. I mean, but I go and get it. But even then, like, I have a family of six. So I don't even mean to say it like that. But, like, I've been spending like $700 a week.
Really?
And that's because I was getting lunch too.
And then
But it's just, I have the money, okay? You know, like, I have the money to do that. So that's okay. But I did, fill my pantry up like 2 days ago. So I said we should be eating at home now because I have everything in there.
There's no excuse.
No
But like
excuse.
for us, it's hard to go to the grocery store because we used to go together, and
Oh,
then
okay.
now we don't want to take the baby. So Justin usually goes, because I went like twice to get out of the house because I needed it for
Was it
like,
too much?
and I was like pushing around our like huge ass cart, and I was like, I don't want to do this. He can do this
Definitely,
though.
I do that all the time by
It's
myself.
hard and it's heavy, and like you have to put everything when you're shopping and then put it on the register and then put it back in and then put it in your cart and then
Definitely, just. But I have been using the Walmart pickup lately, and I was just like, why have I not been doing
doing it.
this? Because that's amazing.
I've done it once for the grocery store, but I do it for Target all the time, like the Target pickup. But the one time I did it for the grocery store, they like kept substituting stuff.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh my gosh, I was kind of laughing because I got an email saying like, hey, we don't have this in stock. Would you like this? Whatever. And I was thinking like, okay, hold up. I just got all these snacks for everybody in the house. I got all these like new foods, whatever. And the one thing I wanted for myself is what they wanted it substitute out
But
to something else.
sometimes they say that because they're low on it. So like if they only
Oh.
have three left, they won't grab it because they want
Why?
the people to get it who come in the store. Because
That's
that's what
stupid.
happens to me.
That's personal. I'm
Yeah.
just kidding. But
I don't
yeah.
know. It's but for us, we like wings. Justin really likes wings. So
Where do you like your wings from?
he likes them from Buffalo, but I like them from Wingstop.
Oh, okay.
And he gets the hottest ones, like the atomic.
Oh my
And he like can
gosh.
just sit there and like eat them, and I'm just like, wow, you're something
Well, you're
else.
gonna hurt later.
And what else do we like? He likes black bear.
Oh, I just went there a couple days ago.
It's so
We
good.
went
Yeah,
there.
we went there.
Yeah.
So good,
That
cause
place is so good because they got big girl portions. Like,
and their pancakes are the best pancakes out of everything, like
I haven't
everything.
even had their pancakes.
No, I thought
No,
you.
wait, didn't we
Yeah,
share?
we did.
Okay, yeah.
They taste like cake
I don't
to me.
remember it though.
I like
Sorry.
it.
We've been obsessed with tacos.
Yeah.
Like, the birria tacos. Like, we
Where do you
just.
guys go? I saw that
Okay.
on your story.
Did it look good? Oh my gosh. It's called Uno's
Oh,
Tacos.
on Stapley? Or do you go to the one in Phoenix?
There's one on Stapley?
There's supposed to be one on Stapley and Baseline by the Walmart out there.
What the frick? We went all the way past, like.
In Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's
But we
far.
were like, it was worth it because it was so good. And we like bought it up. I think we spent like
It's
$110.
expensive, huh? Did I my mom me and my mom went there and we got like tacos.
Did you try their agua frescas?
Yeah, it
I
was
got the
good.
strawberry lime. Oh my gosh. It was so good.
I think we went there like last summer.
Really? I think you told me
It was
that
when I just found out I was
because we
pregnant.
were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Okay. My
We
bad.
waited for a long time. But
It's so good. Like we, like seriously, I could say like once this will get tacos, he's like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like we're just always want to get tacos. And then my dad said his friend was like, hey, you should try Taco Boys. It's on 7th
I
Street
think I saw
or
someone
Ave.
post that. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's right there before Jefferson. I don't know, in Phoenix, downtown Phoenix. That was pretty good. Their sauce is hot, but it's
Really?
good.
I love hot.
But I had some menudo, so I came back and ate that with the menudo. Like I just munched out. We've just been eating tacos
Yeah.
and I'm not
I
sorry.
made some. I went and got some meat from the
Okay.
carniceria.
She's a wife now.
Yeah. And they were good. But I want to try and make the video, but I'm scared I'm gonna
I
mess it up.
know my mom, she's trying to make it, like,
Yeah.
perfect it. Yeah, she can cook it up too.
No, we need to start eating more tacos. Actually, you know what? We just signed up for HelloFresh and we're getting the healthy meals
Oh,
because I gotta lose my baby weight and
I gained some weight from being home.
so I
Yeah,
don't know if we can do tacos.
I started working out. I'm on day four.
Are you running? Are you
No, I have this little exercise thing. It's a little thing, but damn, that thing is like, oh my gosh, I was so sore. Like, I was
really?
so sore. And because it's working your arms out too. And I was just like, ugh. But I've been trying to, because me and my kids always go for a walk or a run, like, after dinner. So we got back into that too. So yeah, we're excited to finally get that done.
You know what? I was talking to my mother-in-law about exercising, and she said that she used to do aerobics all the time, and I thought about
Oh
in
my
high school.
gosh.
Like, so I don't know if we talked about this before, but me and Shayna, we had aerobics together in high school, and I messed up my knee in that class because like I fell really hard,
I tried so hard not to laugh.
and I had to go to physical therapy. So I was like telling my mother-in-law, like, yeah, I can't do aerobics because
That
that's what instantly what I thought of was like hitting the ground. And I was like, because I messed up my leg doing that.
You know what was funny about it was that we're all okay, so like we're all in front of this big old mirror. We're doing our aerobics and our it's and it's the full
It's like the full thing, like
yeah,
the
'cause she
music.
sure has a mic on her the our teacher Bellis,
And you have the step. What are the, is it
the
called the
steps,
steps?
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And we sure, like, you can make them tall, make them short, whatever. And like we were, I think what was funny is that you go at the same time. It's like Zumba. You're doing it at the same time, and everybody's just in, what do you call that? In
Like rows.
yeah. And so I think what was funny about it was that we were so into our workout, you know, we're like, fuck it. You're like, one, two, one, you know, whatever. And then you just see this body fall in the corner. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that Devin? Oh, I was like, oh my gosh, dude.
Embarrassing.
I didn't even know that you had all that after though, like you really
Yeah.
did hurt
Yeah,
yourself.
no, I really, I it was funny at first, and I was like, kind of like, damn, I really fucked up my leg. Like, it's not really funny anymore.
Oh my gosh. That class, I swear, had me cracking
That
up.
was like so funny. That was probably one of my favorite classes back now that I'm thinking about it. Which I hate running and I hate like any physical activity. You know,
Well, if
I
you
have
were up with the
trauma.
class, Devaney lost her headband, and the teacher was like, well, if you were up here running with the class, then you wouldn't have
So we were like
to.
all the way in the back, and then she made all like the all of our class go look for it, and everyone was pissed at me, I remember. And like someone found it, and I don't even know why it was like such a big deal.
Didn't we run the campus that day?
And it fell off somewhere. I was running too hard. It's
Oh my gosh. I would have
just
been like, find that on
funny.
your own time. Why did we have to go?
Yeah, everyone's all pissed, like, because we just got done running.
My gosh. Dang, high
I
school. That's
know.
crazy.
That's like how many years ago?
What year
Almost
was that?
9 years ago?
Holy crap.
Right?
Yeah, my son's gonna be seven.
Holy
Holy
twenty
crap.
2012.
2012. No,
Well, we were there like 2010.
2011.
2010,
Oh, 2010.
2011. Yeah. Like 11 years ago.
Dang.
I know.
That's crazy. But yeah, oh my gosh. We just been eating out, like, seriously though. Like,
Really?
we don't I haven't been
We cooked
cooking.
last night
What'd you cook?
steak. So the first time I did steak, I did it really good because I love Gordon Ramsay. You guys know that. And the first time I made Justin's steak, I did it really good because I followed that tutorial. And then the last night I messed it up so bad. Like the outside looked really pretty, and then I cut into it and it was raw.
Oh,
And so he fixed it, but I was just like,
he's all,
yeah.
yeah, I don't really care for steak. I
Really?
mean, like, not like
Not
that.
like that. I love steak.
No.
Do you, are you like steak or chicken?
Ugh, I don't even like chicken though.
No. Do you like Chipotle? We like Chipotle
We
too.
don't like Chipotle no more.
Why? Because now you have tacos, right? Or
Well,
what?
that too, but it's just I don't know why, but I got really disgusted by it.
Don't ruin it for
Okay,
me.
okay.
Don't say anything.
But yeah, we don't go there too often. And we did try, but dude, we like only ate like half of it and threw it away.
Really?
Yeah.
We get it a lot.
Dang. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there was another place. It's so sad. Do you see all these different places closing?
I know. You know what? You guys know the batting cages on Mesa, was you know what I'm talking
On
about?
university?
Yeah.
Oh wait, is it
In
Main? Main,
Maine
yeah.
and University, they're gonna close if like they don't get donations. Because I
What?
saw that on the news like this
It's
past week.
what is that on? It's on Main
Yeah, it's on
and
Maine and University.
no university goes the same way.
Oh, Maine and Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Because it was
Okay,
just
yeah.
up for my
That
old
sounds right.
apartment.
That sounds right.
You guys, what is it called? Mesa batting cages or something?
Yeah,
I
I didn't
remember,
know that.
yeah, I remember going there a long time ago at the time because my aunt was playing soft. She was into softball. And so my grandma would take her over there and I would go, but I was like always too scared to hit the balls because like they would come flying at you. But I felt bad. The owner was on there talking and I was like, that's just so sad. I
What?
think,
What was that on the news?
yeah, I
Oh,
think
really?
he has a GoFundMe.
Well, how much is he trying to raise?
I don't know. It was
Oh,
like a lot of money though. But
dang.
he needs repairs. But I don't know, like it's sad when you see local stuff that's been there forever.
Oh, yeah. What was so closing down? That's why I said
Oh, did I just totally ruin your idea?
that. No, I totally forgot what place was closing down. All Sweet Tomatoes at the
It's gone?
pavilions, it's gone.
Really? What's there now?
Nothing. I don't know what they're putting there or whatever, but did you see the Angry Crab is gonna be there?
Yeah, my
I'm
mom
like,
texted me
okay.
when she first found out, and I
Oh
was
my
like, oh yeah,
gosh.
I love seafood boils.
I have not had one since we ate one, I think,
Yeah,
at your house.
they're my favorite.
But yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking. I was thinking something. I've seen Sizzler, but we don't like Sizzler.
Isn't that the one on Country Club, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too.
We've been going to Skateland twice a week.
I saw that on your
Yeah,
thing.
we go a lot
Do
now.
you skate?
I was, and then I was getting all stressed out because I'm like, I'm gonna
Why?
fall, you know? And oh my gosh, there was this old man like trying to skate, and I was like, dude, you're gonna freaking fall. And I felt like I needed to go and like
Go in,
help him, you
yeah.
know? And but I was laughing because I was telling my mom she'll go with us too, and I was just like, I'm just feeling really stressed because this guy's over here, and then I'm worrying about my kids and. Oh my gosh, it's a lot. But yeah, it really keeps them busy, gets them so tired, and that's what I love.
What's what you need?
Yes. And I just munch the F out over there though. Like I need to stop.
Don't they have cookies there?
The big
Yeah,
ones?
those ones are
Yeah.
good. I haven't been there in a while.
I was kind of traumatized too though, because that's how I broke my wrist
Was
at Skateland
at
with
Skateland?
Rickett. Yeah.
Really?
Like I was going and some kid came behind me and pushed me real hard and I fell on my
Did they
hand.
have to call the ambulance for you?
Yes.
I bet they were all stressed out.
Yeah, it
And
was
did your
pretty
mom have
bad.
to come?
Yeah.
Dang.
And then I was like, in a, that summer was bad for me because that's when I did that. Then I got bit by a dog, like really bad.
Yeah.
I just felt like I was just going through it. I was eight.
Yeah.
But have you bought any like new clothes?
Yeah, like honestly, I'm so lazy. I used to love shopping, but now I get everything online. It's just easy because when you go to the store, I feel like you find something and they don't have your size. And it's just annoying. But I really like shopping at H&M for me and for my son.
H&M is
And
so cute.
Justin likes H&M too. So we get a lot of our clothes from there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
We're an Old Navy family.
Old Navy's good too. Yeah, we just went there like last weekend.
Yeah, Old Navy and I don't know why, but Burlington too. But you don't find anything there. I think it's just going in. It's so fun to go in there and like look at things you don't need.
I never find clothes there, but I find stuff there.
I bought these shorts over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the
I love, like, my thing is, I think it, like, went away from clothes. That's what I used to be all about. And now it's, like, home
Decor.
decor. Yeah.
That's they you're a
Well,
mom now.
it's home
That's
decor
me.
and it's, like, baby stuff.
That's what makes me happy.
Yeah. Like, I just ordered us a sign with our last name on it on Etsy. And I'm so excited. It's so pretty. I'm so excited for it to come. That's like my big thing.
Is your style still the farmhouse black and white?
Yeah, our house is like black and white.
I always like,
sort of.
When I know what people's decor is, I always look out for it.
For it, yeah.
Like it's on my radar when I go.
Yeah.
I got you something, actually. I gotta look for it. I made this like
Jar.
jar.
Like
It's
little
like a
sewing
sewing.
kit.
And I'm sorry, I'm eating ice. For Divining, it was like a little DIY thing from Pinterest. I'm just on Pinterest
Are
all the
you
time.
still? I was like, do people still use that?
I'm on it all the time. Like,
All the time.
yes, like all the way down to like hacks for my kids to like changing my. I want to change my bathroom. That's my next project.
Yeah, like, see, I get on there and it's like stresses me out because I think of all the stuff I want to do. Like, I want to plan our wedding, and I feel like once I get into that, it's just gonna be a
You're
lot
gonna
of
have
shit.
another wedding. You're gonna have a wedding?
Yeah.
What are you?
The reason why we didn't have one was because I don't know if I should say this, whatever. Like, it's because how could we have everyone that we wanted there with the pandemic?
Right,
So
right.
we'd rather do it and then have a ceremony like a year later.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
See
Whatever.
how we're not even, we don't talk to each other all the time
Like,
anymore. So I'm like,
because I used to be over here all the
oh, okay.
time. All the time I used to be over here.
But you know, when you have a kid, you just, dang, man. It's really like, some people take it personal. I was just thinking about that when I called you and you didn't answer. And I was thinking, like, she's probably watching the baby, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, maybe that's how I lost my last friend. Like, because I was like, I have a kid now, you know? And a husband too. Like, you're taking
No,
care of him too, you know? So,
you have a family, and
yeah.
that's, I didn't, it's not like I didn't understand, but I respected it
Yeah.
when you had it, because
Yeah.
there's different things. And
I'm
then,
actually surprised how free I could be, though. Like, with the amount of kids I have and my whatever, because we like take in people, you know, and sometimes families, and it's just, yeah, I try to, I that's my thing this year, because I really thought, you know, this year I didn't know how it was gonna be with, like, last year it was went to crap in the pandemic, and me, I did have COVID, and the whole experience of that was just so, like, traumatizing, and just, like, made me really think about life. And I thought, you know, I'm gonna have fun, you know, like, and I'm gonna be there for my kids. And you know, I always, you know, I always tell you I want to go to school, or I want to go to work, I want to do something, because I've given my kids 7 years right so far, and I'm here, whatever they have going on, I'm there, whatever. And I think that when I was hit with COVID, I really thought about, you know, I am lucky to be with my kids and not have to work, and I'm okay, you know. And but now I'm just like going to Skateland every 2 weeks, or twice a week, you know. That's something that's fun,
That you
and
can
that's what
do,
they
yeah.
enjoy, you know. Whereas my mom, like, yeah, right, we don't have money for that, you know.
See, I was thinking about that because right now I'm on maternity leave, and so I'm on TikTok a lot when like he's sleeping, and I see all the moms that do stuff with their kids and they get to make their kids like breakfast, lunch, and I so wish I could do that. Like I was telling Justin, like I kind of want to be a stay-at-home mom because I love being with him, even though it stresses me out and it's really hard. But I was like, I don't know if I could do that because I'd want to make money. But then you have the memories of like raising your kid and only you have that. And so I feel like he's so down for me to stay home, but I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get it. And
But
at first it's kind of, you know, even on TikTok they were talking about depression with moms that stay home, and I was going through that. Like, I felt really alone, and I think that with that's what I meant by, like, Winston, when he was home for that whole year, I think that that helped
Helped
me
you,
out,
yeah.
and now I'm okay. I'm okay with, yeah, I wish he was here, but I'm okay. Everything's fine. But I think about, yeah, the kids. I mean, I'm lucky to see them grow and be here with them and do different projects, you know. Our next project is planning our what is it? Oh, are a mesquite tree, and they named him Alex. So it's like, just little things like that. Like, whereas if I was at work, well, I wouldn't know what, things
Yeah,
like that.
see?
So I'm excited, but I am picking up a class and I'm gonna start going to school. So just one class, just to see how it goes and see
Yeah.
if I can do this, because my kids, they really do. It's not even that they really do need me home,
Yeah.
with their disabilities and stuff like that. So it's really rewarding and whatnot. But I think having COVID and really thinking that I was gonna die, it put a
Yeah.
lot of things in perspective for me and made me really appreciate what I have. I can be broke as hell, but I have a home and I
Yeah.
have this TV. I have, my kids are happy. They have their, and it's always like they're at the table eating a snack or something, and that's what I'm trying to like teach them too, is like, keep your room clean, make your things look nice, and when you and the responsibility of doing that, then we can go get things, go have fun. We can, things like that. Whereas I feel like growing up, if you didn't do that, we don't do nothing. You just stay home and you stay in your room, and so I'm excited because they're experiencing way more already than I ever did,
You like are in the fun years where like you get to do. I can't wait until Chance gets that old.
With my little sister, I'm trying to do things like that too. Like, so the backpack thing where she sits in there. So we got one of those, and I'm just like, 'cause I want to start hiking. I want to start doing like, I want her to be active and I want her to grow into that. Like, we are fun. We get up and we spend time as a family, When we go outside, oh my gosh, I want the kids to clean their crap up, but it's like it turns into this whole family like cleanup outside, and we start watering our grass, we start whatever, and that's our project, is our yard this summer, because we don't have crap. So I don't know.
No,
Yeah,
I
it
get
is
it.
rewarding, but then I do wish I could get up, get ready, and go to
Go
something.
somewhere else. It's like it's weird. It's just like but wanting both. And like I'm really sad to leave him in a few weeks. Like I know it's gonna be really hard. I'm gonna cry. I know I am. But I don't know, I'm just enjoying what is right now. Like Justin got to be with us for like a month and a half. And it was so nice just for us to be together. And I was like, I wish we could do this all the time. Like,
That's exactly what it was the best thing, because he was getting paid while he was home, and that is just like the perfect world there,
It was
I
so
don't know.
fun. It was hard, but it was like I loved him being there with us. And now, I don't know. I'm just
I
sad.
know. It's ugly. But yeah, we just wanted to thank you guys for listening to us and adding us on these different social media platforms that we have.
And like, I don't know, if you come back and listen, like Shanna said, we appreciate you. And we're ready to get back into
We
this.
are definitely ready to get back into this.
No
I
lie.
what?
Fully committed.
Fully committed, like
Fully
for
committed.
real. And we got some fun things that we could be doing, giveaways and things like that. We're ready for this. I think that we're in a place where we can really sit down and get this done. I think that everybody goes through that, like in their first years of starting something, but I really, really appreciate the people I do run into and say, hey, when's your next episode coming out? Whatever. But here's our next one, and we will see it. We're gotta kind of figure out our schedules and stuff, especially because she has a baby. I have my kids. She has work, but we can make this work. I think we can do
No, we
this.
can. And if you guys like want to leave us topics you want us to talk about, any questions you want us to answer, I'm like an open book. So,
Anything,
like
even
anything.
all the way down to what we do in a day. What do we, we kind of talked about too, about doing TikTok and just like something different. Little fun fact that you didn't know was we did try to do a YouTube channel, but we thought we looked so mean, huh? Like it just seemed like we just look like a-holes, and they're just like, nobody's gonna wanna watch
No, I
us,
have a B face. I've learned that.
So it's just we're really excited though to get back into this. So leave your comments, talk about, let's have a discussion in the comment section. Again, the 100th, the next, we have 99 followers on Instagram. 100th follower will get a prize. So go and like us on Instagram, and we shall see you guys, or listen.
We'll see you next
We'll see
time.
you next time.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Bye.